Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has denied a claim that it has fired a rocket near a U.S. aircraft carrier operating in the Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf. The IRGC said it has not conducted any drill during the past week. It described the claim as, quote, questionable and psychological warfare. Israeli forces have shot to death a Palestinian in the occupied West Bank. The victim was shot after an alleged car ramming in the city of Nablus, which left one Israeli soldier injured. 144 Palestinians have been killed by Israelis across the Palestinian territory since October the 1st. The Legal Center for Arab Minority Rights in Israel has called for an investigation into the circumstances surrounding the detention of a Palestinian boy by Israeli forces. The right group said the detention of the teenage boy was an obvious violation of international humanitarian law. Saudi warplanes continue bombing positions, that is, across Yemen. Several civilians have been killed as Saudi jets targeted Hadjah province. Warplanes also attacked Sana'a's international airport and an adjacent military base. Riyadh's aggression has left over 7,300 Yemenis dead since late March. The Iraqi army says Daesh Takfiri terrorists disguised in Iraqi army uniforms have executed 40 civilians east of the city of Ramadi. The victims include women and children. Iraqi forces retook control of the city on Sunday following days of intense fighting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says a political settlement in Syria must not be dependent on the future of President Bashar al-Assad. Lavrov slammed certain countries that asked for guarantees for Assad's departure before any political settlement. He also criticized Washington's double standards in fighting terrorism in Iraq and Syria. Belgian police say they have arrested another person in connection with last month's terrorist attacks in France. The suspect, identified as 22-year-old Ayoub B, is accused of terrorist murder and participation in a terrorist organization. Authorities say he was arrested in the capital, Brussels, on Wednesday. Heads of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, has warned that the global economic growth in 2016 will be disappointing. She said that the main causes of the slow growth are rising interest rates in the U.S., the economic slowdown in China, and the effects of low oil prices on producer countries.